Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we're going to talk about Biden. And we're going to talk about Biden's hero problem, because he has one. And we're going to talk about foreign policy people and politics and a dynamic that can normally be counted upon that probably can't be, and how the conventional wisdom on something is probably not right. You know, when we talk about foreign policy, especially when things get hot, there are certain little, they're not rules, but there are certain generally accepted ideas that are true across conflicts all over the world. One, you've heard on the channel a bunch, I'm sure, all wars are popular for the first 90 days. Another that we've talked about is that wars need heroes. All wars need heroes. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about Alvin York or Audie Murphy or a grandmother who threw a jar at a drone. All wars need heroes. Because of the divisive nature when it comes to American politics, because of the divisive nature of what's going on in Gaza right now, you don't have combatant heroes. Who's the hero? The helpers, right? The Mr. Rogers helpers, the humanitarians, the people in there trying to help the civilians. That's kind of the only group that people have been able to get behind, the majority of Americans. What's the best known? World Central Kitchen. The group that was capable of opening up that seaborne route faster than the U.S. military. The group that was getting aid into the areas that needed it most. If you haven't seen the headlines, your hero just got killed. Seven of them. This is a bigger issue for the Biden administration than they may understand. When it comes to foreign policy people, there's kind of an elitist attitude towards it. Because the way most of them view the average American, it's either they know what we know or they don't care enough to know. It's kind of the way it gets looked at a lot. From a foreign policy standpoint, a Trump administration would be worse for the humanitarian situation. There's no doubt about that. That's like a known item in the foreign policy world. If you just want to look at his comments, I mean, think about some of the stuff that was said, finish the problem, certainly seemed to indicate that the issue was not what was occurring, but that the footage was getting out. People that might be potential advisors talking about the real estate value. A Trump administration would be worse for the humanitarian situation. So the conventional wisdom is, well, people who care about this, they wouldn't show up and vote for Trump. Lesser of two evils applies here. I mean, part of that's true. They may not show up and vote for Trump, but they also just may not show up. And this is now out of the fringe left. This sentiment, it's moving into the base that Biden has to have. At this point, the humanitarian situation in Gaza is the biggest political liability for Biden. If he doesn't get reelected, it's going to be because of this. The average American doesn't understand the larger issues. I mean, you hear it all the time. Well, all they have to do is this. I mean, it's not really that simple. The average American has no clue why the administration hasn't cut the aid. As somebody who really understands foreign policy, I got to say, at this point, I have questions about the offensive aid. You know, when you look at those laws, interfering with humanitarian aid is kind of a big deal when it comes to what the U.S. can provide. I'm going to suggest that what occurred counts as interfering. There's going to be more and more questions about this. The conventional wisdom doesn't apply here. Your hero is gone. And the lesser of two evils thing is not going to apply. It is certainly not going to apply when famine takes hold. And because of recent events, that just became a whole lot more likely, right? Probably going to occur a whole lot faster. There are talks. Okay. They have to produce results, and they have to do it now. There are a whole bunch of considerations here. At some point, it needs to be acknowledged that a lot of conventional wisdom doesn't apply. The normal stuff when it comes to conflicts and politics, it doesn't apply here. For the foreign policy people who I imagine might be watching this, you know that this is the most complicated situation in all of foreign policy. You can't expect the political repercussions to be simple. The voters may not behave the way you think they're going to. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.